Hello, writers. I'm Britt Three, and you're listening to College Writing Actually, where we talk about the how-to and how-come of writing and writing instruction here for you every other Wednesday when school's in session. If you have been served by this free resource and are able, decide to become a monthly subscriber. For as little as $1, you can support the work of College Writing Actually. Don't want a long-term commitment? You can offer a one-time donation too. Simply click the description in the link, strike that, reverse it. Click the link in the description to show your appreciation for this podcast work. All right. Well, today we are joined once again by Lucy McInerney, an associate at the Brown University Writing Center and a graduate proctor for Brown's Sheridan Center for Teaching and Learning. She is in her final year of her PhD in classics, currently writing her dissertation, and she is the future assistant director of the Dickinson College Writing Center. Yay. Thank you for joining us today, AD Lucy.
Thank you, Britt. I am very excited to be back and super excited to get into this topic today. And yeah, thank you for the shout out.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so this is going to be a brief, I know y'all have heard that from me before and it's been an hour. This is going to be a literal brief episode on low stress finals period. Lucy is back with us to talk about some writing wellness tips as you prepare for finals. We want to give y'all some quick sound bites on how you can prepare yourself for a low stress season of writing for exams, essays, reports, and the like. Lucy, jumping right in, how can they possibly avoid stroking out in the month of May?
Yeah, it's such an important conversation to have right now. My advice is basically going to be that you treat the month of May and your finals period as though you would treat a half marathon that you've been training for all semester. And I should preface this by saying I am not an athlete, so don't come at me if these are not good tips for prepping for a marathon, but that's the metaphor that I like to use. Because finals and final papers, right, and the exams that you're sitting are really the culmination of an entire semester, if not years of study. So this is the thing you've been training for months, right? And what that looks like in practice is prioritizing the health of your brain and the health of your body so that they both can perform for you on the day of. So for me, the first thing that I always talk about is sleep, right? I think for college students, it can never be said enough for all of us. It can never be said enough that you need to give yourself an opportunity for 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, right? So if that sounds impossible, and for some people, it truly does, then I'm going to beg you to aim for at least 6 hours of sleep. The quality of the work that you produce as a writer after something like 24 hours awake is just not worth actually pulling an all-nighter, I guarantee you. Yeah, so a night of pushing through writing or cramming instead of sleeping, all that's going to do for you is increase your stress level and decrease your cognitive performance. So think about it as investing in your finals and just keeping yourself sane and keeping everybody around you sane. Yeah. That's also a big part of it. Next up is diet. So we all stress eat. If you look at my pantry around finals period or when I'm writing something, there's usually a half eaten jar of peanut butter because that's my go-to stress food, as I will eat it straight out of the jar.
Straight out of the jar?
Yep.
Just spooning it.
That's my happy food. Just spooning it. And so I'm definitely not going to downplay the psychological benefit of having your favorite comfort food,
like peanut butter,
a tub of Jerry's or a big greasy pizza, whatever it is. But I'm going to recommend that you kind of add two things into that. So the first one is consider supplementing your peanut butter, your Ben and Jerry's with good brain food. So something like nuts or berries, if you're feeling really fancy and you can make yourself a nice dinner with some leafy greens and some protein like salmon.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, feed your brain. Feed your brain and make sure that it can work for you. So I'm not advocating that you get rid of junk food. I would never do that to you. But just try to make sure that you're feeding yourself well during your finals and not turning into a cave dweller who's surrounded by, you know, pizza boxes and candy wrappers.
Let's not do that.
And then my second piece of advice, which kind of goes in tandem with that, is that you think about splitting that ice cream or that pizza with friends.
Yes.
So, yeah, a lot of us tend to, when we're stressed out, and finals is the most stressful time of the academic year, we tend to isolate. And you might even be tempted to continue studying or writing while you're devouring that pizza all on your own. You're going to be a lot better off if you just take a real break. All right, savor your pizza, enjoy it with your friends. An hour or two of socializing is going to leave you restored, and it's going to leave you much better able to return to the paper that you're writing with new ideas and a fresh eye. So taking some time off and actually allowing yourself to enjoy things rather than pushing through is always going to be the best piece of advice I can give you for limiting stress.
Yeah, and even like making the whole thing a sort of group activity, like that can help with accountability. I had a roommate in college, shout out to Kayla, and we stayed up, and I kid you not, it was 36 hours, potentially more. Like it's so bad that I literally can't remember if it was 36 or if we were going on to like a two into a third day. I don't remember this period of my life.
Yeah, your brain's blocked
out. I just remember that I was awake for an obscenely long time, and shower or not, I felt gross, and I felt completely unaware of, I just felt unaware. Yeah. And like Lucy said, you're not really working at that point. Like your brain was not made for finals. So you have to figure out a way to do finals in a way that your brain can keep up with and do the rest of the things your body needs, like continue the normal processes of being a fleshly being. So you can't just devote 100% of your body's power to finals because your body doesn't work like that. And trying to make it work like that isn't going to end well, but it's also just not fun. It's really not worth it. So I have memories of being just completely out of my mind with my roommate, and it's funny in retrospect, and it was funny in the moment, but it was funny because we were sleep drunk, like literally. Yeah, exactly. we were drunk on lack of sleep, literally. And actually, every hour of sleep that you miss is equivalent to drinking an 8-ounce can of beer.
Yeah, it's impairment.
So you really ought to just go to sleep unless you're planning on writing that paper drunk. Just take a little nap. If you can't do 6 hours, drink a cup of coffee, not a grande cup, like a literal 8-ounce cup. Take a 30-minute nap, wake up, and you'll have energy. But think about how you can work your socializations into, I'm going to do this with my friends so that I'm not isolated. Like we'll do a work group and then we'll go to the cafeteria or go out somewhere and eat a good meal. And then we'll take the long way back with the walk to get some exercise in. And then we'll go again. Like figure out a way to do this with people because it's more sustainable that way. And then there's less risk of it becoming a really traumatic, dark period of your life that you never talk about, no one knows about. Like finals does not need to be that. It's not paying you enough to be that.
No, exactly. And that was my next piece of advice, is just to find some community, right? To find some community in this dark period of your life, right? I mean, you heard me say it before on the last podcast that I had the pleasure of joining you on, Britt, but writing, you know, there's this myth that it's supposed to be this solitary form of torture, and it just does not have to be, right? You do not have to subscribe to that myth. Mm-mm. So you don't have to forget that now that it's crunch time, all of that good work that you've put in throughout the semester to, you know, make these good habits and to learn how to take care of yourself and to do the work, this is where that pays off. It's not where it goes out the window. So, yeah. I mean, you can even make a pact. I have, you know, made pacts with friends in the past to check in on each other to remind us to take a shower, right? Yeah. Because those are the types of things that we forego when we're saying, well, I just need to write four more pages.
Yeah.
One more page, mm-hmm. right? And that turns into one more. Or it takes you 3 hours to write that one more page.
Yeah.
But if you took that break and stepped away, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is that it's really common for people to experience a sort of a physical letdown right after finals. A lot of people get sick, right? They get a really bad cold, or they get the flu, or they get something in the week or two after finals because their bodies are just like, all right, I got you through that. You're done. Now you need to spend 4 days in bed. And that's because we put ourselves through so much stress just trying to push through these physical and mental boundaries when there's really no benefit to that. Your work will suffer when you try and put yourself to that extreme. So, you know, thinking about feeding yourself, about spending that time with your friends, about getting outside, like Britt said, that's all going to benefit your work, not just your physical health. And then on kind of a, you know, a similar but slightly different note of community, you know, we at the Writing Center, we work through finals here at our institution. Mm-hmm. That's true most places. You can start right now, you know, mid-April to think about making appointments in the Writing Center for the couple of days before your writing is due. And that does a couple of different things. It gives you a little bit of a sense of accountability, right? I got to get this written before I go to the Writing Center. So it gives you a little bit of a low stakes, soft deadline. And it's also going to give you a little bit of help in actually getting through the writer's block, getting through the difficult pieces of writing. And again, it gives you that little bit of community because Writing Center folks, we're nice, right? We're not scary.
Yeah,
we're nice. And we like talking about your writing. So you might as well use us to your benefit and find all those resources around you at your college, at your institution, mm-hmm. the people who are there to help you succeed, because we are there.
That's literally our job. We get paid to sit there and wait for you to come to us and train and then wait for you to come to us and then do some more training and then keep waiting for you to come to us. So we're here. I'm not going to say we're twiddling our pencils or anything, but we're here. And this episode will come out right at the beginning of finals for some people. It's going to come out April 24th. And so if you have not started the finals crunch, my hope is that this episode comes early enough for you to be proactive and think about what is your finals week going to look like, and literally make a schedule of your week for finals. If you have finals over 2 weeks, what's the next 2 weeks of your life going to look like? Mm-hmm. And schedule everything. I'm going to wake up at this time. I'm going to eat breakfast at this time. I'm going to have breakfast with these friends. I'm talking to them now. We're going to go to IHOP here. We're going to go to my institution, like my undergrad, we call the cafeteria the rat. We're going to go to the rat. I don't know what it is about cafeterias and rats the country, but Brown's cafeteria is called the ratty. And I'm just like, are y'all infested? What are you trying to tell us? But anyway, we're going to go to the rat and we're going to have breakfast. We're only going to take 45 minutes and then we're going to take a long walk back. We're going to get to work. Or we're going to go to the gym, like do whatever, plan every bit of it. If you want it to happen, put it on the paper. If you need to watch 30 minutes of anime to be a nice person and to be productive, then put that in your schedule. Yeah, put it in your schedule. Okay, and then we're going to be here in this hall for 3 hours, and we're going to do 45 minutes of work, 15-minute break. We're going to do that 3 times, and then we're going to go to lunch. Like, figure everything out so that you don't have to spend the time when you could be sleeping, tossing and turning and wondering how you're going to get it done. You know how you're going to get it done because it's all planned out. You got your social dates with your friends, all of the stuff, right? And you can also use that time to figure out what final is going to need the most prep time. I suck at math, me personally. So if I had a final in math and I had a paper to write, I would start outlining for that paper, but I'd be in that textbook heavily because I need more prep time for that. The paper I already know is going to be easier for me to write. I can bang out a first draft of that in 1 work hour, put it to the side for a couple of days and just give a couple of days time to textbook, come back in a few days, second draft. I can do that kind of thing. So figure out what needs more work, what needs less, and sort of triage, and then write that triage into your schedule. What's going to have the most amount of your time? What's going to get less of your time early on and then get a little bit more when the due date comes closer? Put all your due dates in your calendar. Like, the more you schedule your finals, the less you have to stress about it. Because these are all things over finals, things that are going to happen. So put it on your schedule so that you can remember it and you see it coming, but you also see how it fits into a plan of how you're going to accomplish it. So really, really, really lean into scheduling to reduce stress, not scheduling to be like, oh, I have all these things to do, but scheduling because you know that, oh, there's anime on my schedule. There's a walk on my schedule. My shower's on my schedule. There's 6 hours of sleep on my schedule. Like, the schedule should feel like a cushion and a guardrail, not a ruler ready to like wrap you on your knuckles if you deviate. It's a way for you to know how you're going to be able to get through it in a healthy way, because, you know, we've been through this pandemic. We don't want to get sick after finals. We don't want that.
We don't want that. And scheduling can also be, you know, you can do it if you have a calendar up on your fridge mm-hmm. with your roommates. It's a way to look forward to that moment when you're done.
Yeah.
Right. When you have that big celebration of we're free for the summer.
Hello.
Or whatever it is, that there is something to be said for being able to visualize the end of it all.
Yes.
but in a positive way.
Yeah. You're checking it off. It's cathartic.
It feels great to take things off the to-do list. Mm-hmm. So I'm also a big believer in scheduling and to-do lists. But even for those who feel like scheduling doesn't work for them, mm-hmm. I know that there are going to be listeners yeah. out there who are saying, that's just not the way I roll.
Mm-hmm.
Just writing stuff down just once, even if it's right now after you've listened to this podcast, even if you don't return to that schedule, the act of writing it all down just once gives you a little bit of a feeling of control over the weeks that are coming up. And if it forces you to kind of think about how you're going to prioritize yourself, that in and of itself is a great first step. And if what you get out of that then is making sure that you get in touch with your friends so that you guys are keeping each other accountable and motivated for work and for self-care, for nutrition, for showering, all those basics that mm-hmm. that are really important to take care of, mm-hmm. then that's a win, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, writers, we're going to peace out and leave you with these things. This is another episode that you want to save and share. If you found this episode useful, please consider rating and reviewing the podcast so that others will know that it's a worthwhile resource. It doesn't cost you anything but a little bit of time. Catch me on IG at collegewritingactually and tune into brown_writing_center for weekly writing tips and funny reels on Friday. I think this Friday's was particularly LOL. All right, we're out of here, y'all. Right on. And happy finals.